need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop.
Welcome back. It's Karen Conti here on WGN. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Well, Father's Day is usually a happy time, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer here. Sometimes it can be a sad day for parents who are alienated from their children, meaning they don't get to see them. Parental alienation is a syndrome that affects thousands of parents and children, both mothers and fathers, and it destroys not only the parent, but eventually the children. This is a very interesting topic for me, and one that's near and dear to my heart as I see it in my practice in family law, and I see it destroying families all over. And here to discuss the topic of parental alienation is expert Jill Agisi, founder and president of a parental alienation awareness organization and herself an alienated parent. Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm great, Karen. How are you doing?
Thanks for taking time today to do this. Let's just define, what is parental alienation for those of our listeners who don't know?
So there's, you know, there's a lot of sort of psychological ways to say it. But in layman's terms, simply put, parental alienation is when one parent turns the children or child against the other parent and his or her family, usually appearing in a high conflict divorce, but worked on cases where estranged from a child due to his or her own bad treatment of the child, has sort of a wait-and-see attitude. So on the other end, they're not like an alienated parent who would do anything that they could do to make time or to have time with that child who is then being alienated from them. The estranged parent doesn't pursue a relationship with the child because in their mind, the child is the one responsible for mending that relationship. And the estranged parent will find it hard or almost impossible in some cases to view the situation from the child's perspective. So they don't see their own behavior as playing a role in the problem, and they feel entitled to behave badly with no repercussion.
If anybody has any questions or comments about this, if you know somebody who is going through this or you yourself is going through this, give us a call here. Jill, I'm sure we'll be happy to address your questions. 312-591-7200 or text to that same number, 591-7200. I just want to talk a little bit before we take a break as to why would a parent do this? What would drive a parent to badmouth the other parent? We all know that both parents should be involved in a child's life. We all know that a child generally loves both their parents. Why would a parent do this?
Well, there's a few reasons. So the first one would be there's a need to get, when there's a breakup, there's a need to get emotional justice for whatever that alienator perceives the other parent did to them or didn't do for them in the marriage. So they want to make them pay, and they know that the only way they can do that is by trying to take their things, take their money, and then destroy a relationship with a child. That's the almost sort of the coup. You know, take the child, and you've done everything you can do to break the heart of that parent and his or her family, because we have to remember the tentacles of this do not stop at the alienated parent. They outreach to the entire family, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents. So emotional justice is one reason. Another reason could be that they hadn't even thought about it, but they go out and they look for, and I'm putting a big red arrow above your head right now, they look for the best attorney that can take them to court and get what's due to them. So they may not even understand the concept of parental alienation, but many lawyers amp up the fight, the conflict, so that, why? Because this is a middle to upper class, upper white class, thing that happens. And so when they're in the courtroom amping everything up and getting everybody going and keeping the conflict going, what happens? Checks are written. So the money keeps coming, And ultimately, the alienating parent runs out of money because most times the alienator is the one who's got the money to make it happen. And when the money runs out, that alienating parent gives up.
And I think that so much of what you're saying is true, and I'm going to add to it that the law helps the alienator, because what you do, you know, when you file a divorce petition to get divorced from your spouse, you say, I'm a fit parent, and maybe you say he's not a fit parent. That's a standard allegation. Even though it may not be true, you say it anyway because, you know, I stopped doing this years ago just because it's the wrong thing to do. It sets people at odds right away. It makes a battle out of something that should not be a battle. It should be a cooperative process to keep the kids safe and happy during a really bad time in their life. But the law helps that along, and the judges help it along too, for the most part.
They absolutely do, and I always say, why would you want to go in and allow a family court to sever your relationship with an ex when you could just simply get it over with a handshake? If you're not invested, here's the thing that really bothers me, Karen, is when people walk into family court and they think that it's the every justice and truth is going to prevail. That's the furthest thing from the truth. You have to walk in invested in what's going to happen to your future and the future of your children. You do not want, even though my brother is one of the best family court judges that I know, you don't want someone that's going to see a snapshot of you for 15 minutes or even an hour making a decision about what's going to happen to you and your family for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Jill, can you hold with us? We'll take a break and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt case.
Great.
And that case was in the news just quickly. There was so much other stuff going on, like world peace and all kinds of things. But I want to talk about that using it as an example. You're listening to the Karen Conti Show on.
Thank you for the music and your stories of the road. I thank you for the freedom when it came my time to go. Kindness and the times when you got tough. And Papa, I don't think I said I love you near enough.
Welcome back. It's Karen Conti on a Father's Day. That song gets me all teared up. We're talking to Jill Ajizi about parental alienation, which is basically the parents who brainwash their children against the other parent. Jill, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to use a little story that came in the news as a springboard to talk about this topic. We don't know all the facts between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, and I'm not sure I care, but it was an interesting news report that came out where the judge issued a ruling that said something to the effect that not having a relationship with the father is bad, and that if things don't change, there would be consequences for Jolie, meaning if the minor children remain closed down to their father, and depending on the circumstances, it may result in a reduction of time they spend with Jolie and may result in the court ordering primary physical custody to Pitt. So we're kind of reading between the lines here, but what I'm thinking is happening is that, according to this judge at least, Angelina Jolie, who's got custody of these kids and has made some allegations about Brad Pitt's fitness to be a father, which didn't really rise to any level while they were together, but since they're being divorced, apparently he now did a terrible father for one reason or another, and the judge is noting that, and the judge is saying, Jolie, if you don't let these kids have access to their dad, talk on the phone, see them, and encourage a relationship, I'm going to switch custody. Does that sound like what's going on to you?
Well, that's exactly what's going on, I believe, and something that needs to happen even more than it does. These high-profile cases where it happens, I mean, it would be great if Brad Pitt would actually speak out a little more and bring some attention to what is happening with parental alienation, because it really is an epidemic all across our nation and around the world. It's not just in the United States, but in many, many countries. So what's happening here, this judge felt strong enough to step up and give her these parameters saying, look, if you don't do this, then you won't see your children. And I think judges are inevitably conservative in their orders because they don't want blood on their hands. You know, a lot of lawyers will come forward and say, well, these kids threaten to commit suicide or run away from home if you take them from their mother or their father, because this is not a gender issue. This happens equally to men and women all across our country, from California to Maine. So even when the evidence is overwhelming that alienation is occurring, courts may still end up saying these parents are to make joint decisions about the child's welfare, when it's very clear that this would be impossible to do. So by admonishing Angelina Jolie and saying, look, you need to toe the line, you need to foster a relationship with Brad Pitt for these children, because that's what's the best thing for these children, is to have a relationship with both of you.
And switching custody is a drastic situation, because these kids are totally bonded to the parent who,
right,
and they don't want to be with the target parent because their mom has made him out to be an ogre, but that's in some cases the only way to extricate the children from this horrible syndrome. And you're right, judges don't like to do it because it's ugly.
And you don't hear, I mean, it does happen. You don't hear about it very often. And I think the last big case that was in the news was in New York, and there was one in Toronto before that. It just doesn't happen very often. And I think as we see the old guard judges sort of moving out, the older gentlemen that have been there for a very long time and have retired, you're seeing, Brian Ludmer and I speak to bar associations, and we're seeing at these seminars that there are young judges like my brother coming in their late 30s, early 40s, and young women. They all have small children. They recognize the parental bond, and they see that it's a very important thing to create a mature individual that's going to be a real meaningful contributor to society when they grow up, because these alienated children are damaged goods.
They are, and it may not manifest until later, but at some point these children realize that they listened to a parent who was lying to them or brainwashing
right.
them, and on the other hand, they were horrible to a parent who probably didn't do any of those things, like not pay child support, not want to see them, treat them horribly.
Right.
So they are in this horrible conflict that the two people they love most in life, they've screwed with one, and they listened to the other who was lying. So this really makes it difficult. And as you know, the statistics show that there's a huge amount of damage that can be very permanent.
Very permanent. Just a few things that can happen to these kids. There are trust issues, loss of self-esteem, the inability to have a relationship, because after all, they've been taught by the alienating parent that disposing of one of the most important relationships in your life is okay. You can throw it away. Doesn't matter. Everything is disposable. Move on. Try to do what you can with what you've got.
Jill,
and you don't need your mom or your dad. It's okay.
Let's just really quickly tell what should parents do? Tell on a Father's Day, you know, you don't like him. Maybe you divorced him and he's a jerk and you don't like him. What should you do? What should all parents do to encourage that relationship? What are some examples?
Well, you know, I want to tell you, today I saw a post, Father's Day today, for me it's that. Usually it's Mother's Day I'm sad on, but Father's Day today, I lost my dad 3 months ago, and
yeah,
so it's
I'm
been
sorry.
A long day for me, and my children not recognizing that death, and my father knowing until he died that he hadn't seen his grandchildren for 15 years, was very sad. But I saw a post of a gentleman who has a father's rights group, and he said, my wife said to me today, Happy Father's Day, hell must have frozen over. And I thought to myself, I wonder if she sees your post on Facebook, because the answer to that would have been, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Right.
But I think that there's so much animosity after this whole parental alienation thing rears its ugly head that you almost don't know how to respond. And presentation is 150% of this. If you behave like the alienator is making you out to be, then what are people going to think of you? They must believe her. They must believe him, because you're manifesting all of those behaviors. So alienated parents have to sort of walk on eggshells, wear a halo 100% of the time. When I'm working with people, I tell them, don't go to bars, don't post on Facebook, don't lament over your, don't air your dirty laundry, in other words, on social media. Try to have contact. If you're at the mild or moderate level and you still have the ability to have contact with your children, never, ever give up.
Never, ever give up is the best.
That's the mantra of the whole world, but you don't want to overdo it. If you call too much, you're harassing. If you don't call enough, you don't care. So there's a fine line there. I mean, you want to try to maintain the level of connection that you would have if you were in an intact marriage with these kids. And I think the other thing that people don't realize is so many parents that have kids who are growing into the teenage years, I mean, these teenagers today don't want to spend time with you when you're in an intact marriage. So you've got to realize that your time would be less anyway, because they want to be with their friends. They want to be out doing what they're doing.
Jill,
families aren't like when you and I grew up. It's
Jill,
different now.
I'm going to need to break here, and I'm going to get your contact information. If anybody needs a reference to an organization or wants to talk to Jill about this, I will have that contact information on the other side.